There were flowers, tears, and grief over two deaths at the National Zoo this week. Kuja, a lowlands gorilla who was 23 years old, died while surgeons were trying to implant an electrical device to strengthen his ailing heart. He was born in the Memphis Zoo and has lived at the National Zoo since 1985. He was the father of 6-year-old Kwame and Kojo, who's 4. Just 3 days later, zoo workers took another gorilla, known as Mopey, into the quarters in which Kuja's family grouping lives, hoping that Kwame and Kojo would attach themselves to a new male. But Mopey collapsed and died. He was 34 and had a weak heart, but was not considered at immediate risk. An autopsy is being conducted, and it may take weeks. Mopey and I have a personal link. My family goes to the zoo every few days, and they know a man who does not want to be identified, so we'll just call him Ron, who spent most every day with Mopey for the past 4 years. Ron was strolling through the zoo one day when he and Mopey locked eyes. Some extraordinary understanding seemed to pass between them that surpassed what were, to say the least, obvious differences. Ron came to the zoo each day with a folding chair and sat by Mopey, whom he called the Great One. Mopey would come by the bars or glass and crouch beside Ron. If Ron didn't come on a given day, Mopey looked anxious and lonely. A worker at the zoo said simply, they were soulmates. People who love animals often have wildly opposing thoughts about zoos. They cherish zoos for giving them the chance to see animals. They can also resent zoos for confining the animals they come to know. When Ron went to the zoo to be with Mopey right after Kuja's death, he said it was hard for him to see casual visitors expect the gorillas to swing from tree limbs and eat bananas and oranges. The gorillas were in mourning. They needed to grieve. Ron now says he won't come back to the zoo. He sent us an email that said, I was sitting on my porch yesterday and the Great One came to me. He said he's now become the wind and he can go anywhere and everywhere he wants at any time. He said, when I see the wind moving the leaves, it is him waving to me, and I should smile his gorilla smile when that happens. Now I am the one in the cage. It was a privilege and pleasure that I never understood, but I always knew from the beginning it would end badly. How else could these things end? Those are the words of a man who was hurt and grieving. All lifetime loves end in death. We just hope that the love those of us who suffer loss have known can heal our hearts and open them to love again.